This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, welcome. We've got a lot to get to this hour, including Kez, staying on kind of the theme of the biggest story of the week. It has to do with terror, but it has also to do with that thought right there, if you're watching on Viz TV, shaming bodies of women. We're shaming the woman's body. Normally, we would be opening up what we tend to call the Ladies Lounge here on Radio Night Live, and we would love to have had Carol Markowitz to join us tonight. Carol is a writer for the New York Post. She actually has each week a regular column published in the Monday edition of the New York Post, of which she wrote a very controversial topic last week. She said that actually the purpose of the bride and groom should be to love one another before the kids. Now, there's lots of people that I know that are into the, you know, trying to tell people how to parent and how to raise their families. And so I don't hear anybody saying that anywhere. And I found it to be so refreshing. And, of course, it's part of why Carol is as good as she is at what she does. She thinks out of the box, and she actually has a purpose in what she's writing. And the very simple thing here was that too many times the focus of the kids is that it takes away from the value of the marriage itself. But later in the week, she had a chance to put another piece in the rotation over at the New York Post, and that doesn't happen very often. And when I saw it and read it, I said, we need to discuss that on the weekend show. And so she's visiting us virtually tonight, only because she had an event planned and she couldn't be with us, but I found what she had to write very, very compelling. Basically, the setting is this. London, England has just elected its first Muslim mayor. Okay? Let's see. His name is Sadiq Khan. Sadiq Khan came to power in an election. And somewhat controversially, people were like, oh, what's it going to be like to have a Muslim mayor in charge of London now? And we're going to find out. It's, you know, one step at a time, but we're going to figure it out and find out what we need to know. But one of the things that he did almost immediately is that he went to war with an ad campaign. Now, in London, There is a company called Protein World. Hey, Owen, give me some water. I need some water. There's this company called Protein World, and they ran an ad in the Tube, which is the subway in the London city. They call the subway the Tube. And in the Tube, you've got all of these ads that, you know, it's just like any other big city subway that, you know, New York has them, Chicago, et cetera. But they sell the ad space on the trains and on the walls and the placards and so forth. So there's this ad campaign for this weight loss collection from Protein World that features basically women in bikinis. And there's a text underneath it that asks this question. Are you beach body ready? Now, we know these types of ads, right? I mean, Carol put one in her column, or at least pictures of them. We see these all over the place. Are you ready for summer? I have a weight loss program that I have pitched for on my local show here in New York. And I ask the question almost every week, are you ready for swimsuit season? It's the same way of asking the question. But let's just be frank about it. if you're going into a season of the year in which you wear less clothing, then maybe you want to be in better condition to have the less clothing on your body. Now, that I'm not arguing that everybody's got to look like supermodels. I'm not arguing that you've got to keep any kind of standard. I'm not arguing any of that stuff. But what I am arguing, and what Carol makes the argument in her New York Post piece, is that that this is a common thing. And in fact, she goes on to point out that shame is something that's used all the time. There's and she even categorizes them. Do you have, let's see, car ads make us feel insecure when we're riding public transit. Ads for baby diapers can upset a woman struggling to get pregnant. Hair loss clinics make those with less hair than they'd like to be self-conscious. I have great experience with that section of ads, personally. Many ads play to our sense of shame. Think about this. What's the message of your bathroom cleaner? That you have a stinky stink hole and you need to get the place cleaned up. So the bubbling bubbles, they're all cute. They're in a cartoon. They're cleaning the tub and the sink and the toilet and they're all doing the thing. The message is you got a stinky bathroom, kid. You got to get this straightened out. She goes on to talk about kids' snacks. Are you seriously going to feed your child that? And then there's the sucker shamings that she points out. Are you still paying too much for your cable and cell service, sucker? I mean, there's shame in almost every ad that you pick across the spectrum. So for London to have this ad, and Nick found it, he can put it back on the screen for the TV audience, but for London to have shame about this ad where this woman is wearing her swimsuit and people are saying, are you beach body ready? I guess there could be some people that say they feel shamed by it, but it's not really, is it really out of the ordinary? I mean, and for those of you watching on television, is that really any different than what you see at every checkout counter, in every grocery store across America right now about this time of year? 15 ways to drop 15 pounds to make your love life with your man all that much better. I mean, it's everywhere. And you know what? We're still the most obese we've ever been in our history as a nation, so it doesn't seem to be working very well. The fat shaming isn't really shaming very many people. Meaning that, and I'm not saying that it should, meaning that people are perfectly content in doing whatever they're doing now for their health and keeping their health now the way it is for the next foreseeable future. And that's okay. So she goes on to ask, Carol Markowitz goes on to ask in the New York Post, the article is titled, Go Ahead and Shame Me, or something along those lines. She goes ahead and asks, where do we draw the line about advertisements that might actually upset our little fragile egos? She said, in 2012, Londoners were treated to a live-streamed Content London Fashion Week on their underground commute. In the tube, where this ad now exists, they actually had live-streamed into there coverage of London's fashion show. So you had these anorexic models wearing very little clothing, walking up and down the gangway, and they shot that live real-time right into the same audience that you're seeing the Are You Beach Body Ready Now ads in the subway. So she's going, surely the sight of beautiful models wearing outlandishly expensive clothing made some people feel badly about themselves, people who had neither the means to buy these clothes nor the stick figures on which to drape them. Should no such ad campaign ever exist again? So she said that the mayor mentioned that he has two daughters and is the reason he wanted to ban these types of ads. The feminists are already celebrating that paternalism is baffling. So he's saying, well, I've got two young girls. I don't want them to feel imperfect if they don't grow up to have the beach body that's seen in the beach body ad. She says it's also somewhat bizarre that Protein World has been targeted so specifically. Newsflash, companies have always used beautiful people to sell their products. It's called advertising. Well, they do one of two things. They pick beautiful and famous people, or they pick people that get results with the products that they make. And if you can get both, and maybe a celebrity to boot, man, you're in the shade then. You got it done. Well, here's what I want to know. I have a different theory on this. And I want to know if you believe that theory that the London mayor put forward, that this is actually about fat shaming, and so he wants to protect the sensitive little egos of the girls that are growing up in the culture, and he wants to make them not feel bad because they don't look exactly like the model. Do you think that's the reason he's doing this? Or is there something more sinister at play here? Because in my mind, I think maybe this first Muslim mayor might be taking steps towards instituting a little bit of Sharia law on the sly. And if he is, it's definitely got to stop. But the solutions that Carol puts forward is, can't you sign petitions? Can't you just not frequent an advertiser if they advertise in a lewd way? Why does the government have to take care of it? Let's talk about that next on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, live from New York. We're glad you're with us. My phone number is 888-340-3373. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. It's TV and radio across the country. And we welcome you into our little studio here in the New York City area and welcome you from wherever you're joining us from. Tonight, we're welcoming a new market to the show. Lexington, Kentucky, WZXI AM 1280 is becoming part of the family, and we're excited to be in yet another new city. This is like the fourth or fifth week in a row where we've had a new town and a new station to announce and to welcome to the family, and we're just so honored that you spend Saturday nights with us. It is a lot of fun to kind of ruminate over the news of the week with you. And if you want to join us online on my Facebook page, Kevin McCullough, you go to Facebook and look up Kevin McCullough, on my public figure Facebook page, we've got the video feed that you can also live chat with. So you can leave your comments in the comments section on the Facebook post, and I respond to them during the break, and we have some fun there as well. So I hope that you'll consider engaging us on that level as well. My normal format of the broadcast would be to have a brilliant woman from media joining us in these two segments here at the top of the second hour. And Carol Markowitz was my choice to do that this week. She was not able to be here. She had some sort of family obligation. What is it, like Father's Day tomorrow or something? I'm unsure. Anyway, so she said, no, I can't do it. I said, well, is it okay if I use your story to generate a topic for the show anyway, because I find it fascinating that this London mayor, who was controversial because he got elected as a Muslim, right? He was the first Muslim in an increasingly Muslim London to win the popular vote and to be elected by enough votes to make the office. So he's now the mayor of London, and there's this billboard campaign that's running in the tube, the subway, and if you're watching on the video feed, it looks like this. There's a thing that says, "Are you ready for your beach body, or is your beach body ready for you?" or something along those lines. But it's a woman in a bikini. It's a yellow themed, but it's like two tone, and she is there and. So the mayor comes in and, yes, well, you know, I have young girls. I don't want them to feel badly about their body if it's not shaped this way, et cetera, et cetera. There it is. Are you beach body ready? And this is by a group, that's a protein shake drink, by the way. They make protein shakes. And so the idea is drink the protein, get a leaner body, lose the fat, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, 888-340-3373. My question is, do you believe the mayor that is, in fact, his motivation to help the fragile little psyches of all the little princesses running around London, that will not be able to handle it if they see, an hourglass-shaped woman on a subway ad? Carol Markowitz writes in the post that, you know, there's a lot of other shaming that takes place in ads all the time. Hey, stupid, why are you paying so much for your cell bill? Why are you paying so much for cable TV? Why didn't you buy the bathroom cleaner that worked? Why can't you keep your house clean? I mean, there's all kinds of shame that goes on. She said that not long ago, that Victoria's Secrets ran into similar trouble. They had an ad campaign in 2014. In the ad, there were eight tall, thin, curvy women lined up in swimsuits and underwear, and the tagline was the perfect body. They were selling a bra that was called the body, and enhanced in the quotes in the ad, it was called the body. That didn't stop the outrage machine from firing up. She said, under pressure, Victoria's Secret's changed the ad. The new version had 8 tall, curvy women lined up in racy lingerie with the tagline, a body for everybody, so much better. In other words, they kind of capitulated to the fear of the fat shaming, et cetera, so then they changed the ad. Here's how Carol ends the, and I know Carol 12 years, and I think she's brilliant in how she approaches a lot of this stuff. She says, if an ad can hurt your feelings, the most powerful message you can send isn't signing a petition, but choosing not to purchase the product. That makes a lot of sense, actually. If you are offended by something, don't go see the movie, don't buy the product, don't do whatever you want to do to not support that company. She said, when a politician gets to decide which ads use shame to sell their products, that's going to be a problem. She said, even before the ad was pulled in London, Londoners had been posing in front of it in bikinis to prove anyone can be a, quote, beach body ready, no matter what they look like. She said, that's a much better response than demanding the ad be pulled. It shows they aren't shamed by the ad and are proud of their bodies, in which case, what's the problem with the ad again? Ah, that's a good question, Carol. Because Carol and I are usually tracking pretty much on the same track on this. I didn't read the mayor's objection to this nearly as innocently as Carol did. I think he's using the fat shaming issue that the little princesses might have their psyche scarred if they're a little bit curvy and the ads are all skinny women and they see them in bikinis and then they're concerned. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think this is a way for a Muslim mayor of a major city that is undergoing a cultural crisis and a shift, a dynamic shift in fundamentally how it approaches law, establishing separate but equal Sharia courts, and how it governs its people. Civil police aren't even allowed into some areas of the city anymore because they are so tightly under Muslim control. I think that this is a much bigger statement by the mayor to the larger culture that you're going to begin to adopt the standards that Sharia law insists upon. I'm curious if you agree with me or if you agree with Carol. 888-340-3373. Do you think that the mayor's being honest and saying, we're just concerned about the body image of the women that live in our city, and if they're a little bit overweight, they may feel offended by this? Maybe you are, in fact, an overweight woman. Does it bother you to see a commercial for swimsuits or something on a billboard or on a TV where you actually see a really put-together, physically fit woman? Does that shame you? Do you feel like crawling into the sheets in bed and drinking yourself into a stupor and never waking up again? Or do you think that this was an opportunity for the mayor to say, well, we in the Muslim faith find this unacceptable. She's not in a hijab. And we would like to, in fact, see to it that she doesn't present this way in public where the eyes of the others can see it. Curious as to your thoughts on that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Is it fat shaming or is it Sharia on the sly? I kind of lean towards the latter. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're live from New York. 3 phone lines open waiting for your calls. Let's talk about it. Kevin McCullough, stay with us on the Kevin McCullough Show Radio Night Live here on Saturday night.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, Radio Night Live from New York every Saturday night, and those of you that are watching on television, those of you that are listening by way of radio, those of you that are joining us by either an online audio or video stream on the web, the phone line is open, toll-free, and you're welcome to become part of the conversation. It's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And the question is very simple. The London mayor banned an ad from Protein World. Protein World was asking people if they had their beach body ready, but they put a bikini-clad woman in the ad. And in that, he said, oh, well, this is going to shame the girls, the young girls that do not fit this, you know, perfection. The mayor is also Muslim. It's the first time a Muslim mayor has been elected in London. And they have had an increasing movement in London towards Sharia in the last decade. There are sections now of the city. And you remember when the Queen's Guard got stabbed? And then I think he was, beheaded by the Muslim attacker a couple of years ago? In the street, broad daylight. And had a buddy recorded on his portable phone, and then that video got uploaded. But you remember how brazen that was. There were sections, it was revealed at the time, there were sections of the city that were no-go zones for the London police officers. And so the London mayor this week is saying, well, we need to do away with these ads, with these bikini-clad ads, because they are causing the women in our culture to feel badly about themselves. Now, if you're a woman and you're listening tonight, I want to know, do you feel bad when you see a bikini model, a very good-looking, slender woman? She doesn't have to be wearing a bikini, and just like maybe a really form-fitting dress in your woman's magazine, in your lingerie catalogs, wherever it is that you see really thin, kind of perfectionistic women. Is that something that does bother you? 888-340-3373, because I think my feeling, my hunch, I could be completely wrong. My feeling is I think that he's doing this for a different motivation completely, and that is to, on the sly, just begin to make statements about Sharia standards. No, we don't allow men in Muslim communities to see these types of things, so we're not gonna let anybody put them anywhere in London. Do you think that's a possibility? 888-340-3373. Or do you think he's just telling the truth? 888-340-3373. If you're calling from Lexington, Kentucky tonight, we're going to give you, or the surrounding area, we're going to give you first dibs on phone line. You get to go to the front of the line if you're from Lexington tonight. And if you disagree with me, because I do tend to believe that this is probably, I think there's hidden motivations here. I think he's trying to do a little slip there on the Sharia thing. And it's disturbing. I mean, I was watching some Facebook feed today, and there was a thing, I don't know how I started following, but there's a group called Britain First. And they post incidents involving Muslims all across the globe all the time, and they showed in this particular clip a shot of Dearborn, Michigan, where the Muslims, males only, were in big groups and mostly in circles, and they were dancing and clapping and in time with a chant, beating their chests. And I couldn't understand anything that they were saying. They were having their service completely in Arabic or whatever it was that they were speaking. But it didn't, you just looking at that, you go, that's not America. That's not what America looks like. We don't have all of our men in the streets of our neighborhoods, stopping traffic, running up, bouncing and jumping and dancing with one another and beating our chests what appeared to be a violent and angry fashion. Now, I don't know what they were saying on the loudspeaker. Maybe they were saying, hey, we are so happy. We are happy to have peace, and we are here to make the peace, and it's all going to be the peace. I don't know. But it didn't feel like that. Just like this London mayor, it feels like he's not saying, oh, well, I really care about the women. It feels like he's saying, no, we're instituting, we're here, we're taking over, we're instituting Sharia on you, and you will not have anything in the subway on the ads that Sharia doesn't approve of. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, we've got your calls and much more straight ahead. Stay with us. Radio Night Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
See when you call. All right, live from New York, we're glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and we are always grateful to have your company on Saturday nights as we talk about the biggest issues in news. 888-340-3373 if you want to jump in on the conversation. 888-340-3373. The sounds of the Hot Sardines, our house band in the background, and we are grateful to have you join us every Saturday. Also on Biz Television and great radio stations coast to coast. That's the combination. You can catch us on any platform: television, radio, internet audio streaming, internet video streaming. And if you want to join the chat discussion, you can do that at facebook.com, KMC01. That's my page, KMC01, at KMC01 if you're on Facebook. But glad to engage you there as well during the breaks as best as I'm able to. All right, the story of the London mayor He is calling for a spiking of the ad, saying we're going to injure people's feelings. There's a lot of sympathy going on these days for those that promulgate Islam. And the president spent a good chunk of his week after the tragedy in Orlando lecturing us about why the most obvious explanation for Orlando didn't make any sense. Nick, if you've got that video from his speech from Tuesday, go ahead and fire that. But the president on Tuesday, after a meeting with his top security guys on the state of ISIS, wanting to explain why he felt so justified in his very strong and torrent and kind of angry reaction about Orlando. Take a look. All right, we don't have that video. Here we go.
If we really want to help law enforcement protect Americans from homegrown extremists, the kind of tragedies that occurred at San Bernardino and that now have occurred in Orlando, there is a meaningful way to do that. We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war that let them kill dozens of innocents. It is absolutely true. We cannot prevent every tragedy. But we know that, consistent with the Second Amendment, there are common sense steps that could reduce gun violence and could reduce the lethality of somebody who intends to do other people harm. We should give ATF the resources they need to enforce the gun laws that we already have. People with possible ties to terrorism who aren't allowed on a plane shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun.
All right, so that's the we'll cut it there. That was kind of the essence. So then the rest of the week became his argument about if you're on the terror watch list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun, this became a big talking point. There aren't a lot of people on the watch list that are buying guns, first of all. And the guy, even if they had had people that rule in place, it would not have applied to the shooter in Orlando. The shooter in Orlando had been on the watch list, and then he was cleared by the president's FBI twice. He was on the watch list. They were concerned about him, and then they took him off. And they said, nope, there's no evidence that he's doing anything wrong. And in the lack of evidence, he had the freedom to then return to his town, to walk into a local gun store to try to buy 1,000 rounds of ammo and some body armor, at which point the store managers thought it was suspicious and called the FBI. And the FBI did not follow up on him after that. Between that point and the time of the attack last Sunday, they never followed up with him. Now, this is a man who, in 2013 and 2012, was detained by the FBI and questioned at length. It's a man who had a very close relationship with a man that we would later learn was an American suicide bomber. This is a man who had a father who's a nut job, and he was making all kinds of odd, sermon-esque-type videos online, basically railing against everything in America and American Western society and so forth. Now, you may be saying, Kev, what does any of this have to do with the London mayor story? Well, here's the thing. We're ignoring the Islamic connection altogether. We're ignoring the fact that this man said he was radically devoted to ISIS, so much so that he pledged allegiance on a 911 call before he committed the act, and he pledged allegiance on Facebook in the middle of the act. He had carnage in the club all around him, people huddling in the back rooms, in the bathrooms, trying to avoid being his next victim, and he would later kill some of those people. But while he was sitting in the middle of the club, in the middle of the attack, and about an hour and a half through his 3-hour siege, he starts jumping on social media and saying things and texting his wife and saying, is there any news coverage of it yet? I mean, this was blatantly connected to Islam. And all we got from the president all week long was, well, there's nothing really to see there. It's about the watch list. It's about the guns. It's about everything else except what is the obvious. How interesting it is, I find it, that the mayor of London, first Muslim mayor that the city has ever had, has just quietly come in and just removed the things that Islam finds offensive in his subways from the very beginning. You can say, you can try to say, oh no, that's all about, you know, that's all about the fact that he was he just wanted to keep the women's psyche, you know, healthy in the midst of everything that's going on. Didn't want them to feel bad because they had a couple of extra pounds on them. I know a lot of women. I don't know any of them. None of them like going through the checkout stand and having every magazine on the rack be, you know, some really skinny woman with a rack. But none of them that I know sit there and fume about it and go, oh, I feel horrible now about myself because that's there. They may say, hey, I want to lose a pound or two. But they're not, you know, throwing themselves off cliffs or anything because of the fat shaming. But it does meet the Sharia standard to remove it from public. Kevin McCullough on a very busy Saturday night from New York. Stay with us on Radio Night Live.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you. we're so glad to have you with us every Saturday night. We try to have a little fun at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough live from New York, the belly of the news beast. And again, thanking Lexington, Kentucky, our newest partner, WZXI, AM 1280, our newest station there. And thank you, Lexington. We are grateful and proud to be part of your community now, and would love to hear from you. If you caught the show tonight, let us know what you think. How can we make it a little more blended into your community as we try to, we really try to get to know each of the communities that we're in. And in the last 5 weeks, we've added Omaha, Nebraska, Little Rock, Arkansas, Orlando, Florida, and now Lexington, Kentucky, just as part of the, and since the first of the year, add Portland, Oregon, and a few others to that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, 888-340-3373. Okay, tomorrow is Father's Day. That means this is the last night you can get the 4-for-1 pillow offer from MyPillow for your dad. Now, they can't deliver it by tomorrow, I will grant you that, but tell Dad you got him the best Father's Day gift he could ever ask for. What is it? The best night's sleep of his life, guaranteed for the rest of his life. Guaranteed for the rest of his life. Or the money is back. Buy one premium pillow, get a second one at no additional charge, and two of the go-anywhere pillows that they're going to throw in as well. It's going to be a great deal. Dad's going to get the best sleep of his life. You may benefit from it as well. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. They give you a full money-back guarantee. First 60 days, no questions asked, no matter what you've done to the pillow. And they'll replace the pillow for up to 10 years if it ever goes flat. Their technology is proven to get you into REM cycle sleep at the earliest possible sign, so get it and enjoy it. Now, speaking of, by the way, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Get your pillow tonight, 800-506-2641. Four pillows for the price of one. That's four for the price of one. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Now, today, I had my little kiddos, and today this will be the first Father's Day that my daughter will experience with me, and I got to say, I think that I'm going to look at Father's Day a little bit different tomorrow. I just have this feeling. I could be wrong, but when we went to the park today, and she's looking at me with those big blue eyes now, she's just turned a year. I think that it's going to be a pretty special day. Not that my boys weren't special. That was always fun. But come on, dads. Am I right? Do daughters make Father's Day a little bit sweeter? KMCRadio@gmail.com if you've got opinions on that. I would love to know your thoughts. For every dad, and let me say this clearly, you are performing a service not just for your family, but for your entire community that cannot be replaced by anybody else. Every strong father that is in a home, in their city, in their community, this minute, is making a difference. So dads, tomorrow, drink it in and enjoy the kudos. But then get right back to work on Monday, making your world the kind of place it's supposed to be, because that's your job. I'm Kevin McCullough. We will see you next week back here on Radio Night Live from New York. With you.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you...